You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast coming from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. We're certainly thankful that you're tuned our way. Trust that you'll stay with us while we're asking the Lord to use us and our broadcast to be a blessing to you. We're opening the musical part of our service today with Brother Ralph Craig singing for us, Jesus is Precious to Me.
When I feel disheartened, forsaken, forgotten, Jesus is precious to me. In every condition, He is my physician. Jesus is precious to me. Jesus is precious. He is so precious. Jesus is precious to me. He is my Savior, Lord, and my Master. Jesus is precious to me. He's comfort and sorrow. He's hope for tomorrow. Jesus is precious to me. He's all that I longed for. What more could I ask for? Jesus is precious to me. Jesus is precious. He is so precious. Jesus is precious to me. He is my Savior, Lord, and my Master. Jesus is precious to me. It's not earthly treasures, it's not worldly pleasures that seem so important to me. And though I prize friendship and praise God for kinship, there's no one so precious as He. Sing it with me.
Jesus is precious.
Our Heavenly Father, we do thank You for Your precious Son, the Lord Jesus, our Savior. And we're thankful that we can present Him and His message to this precious people today. So may the Holy Spirit accompany our broadcast and bless hearts and lives And may you get honor and glory to yourself through all that is said and done. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we continue with the song, I Have Left All to Follow Jesus.
In this world I found no rest, sorrow filled my aching breast, till I turned to one who loved me best of all.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Choosing the Good Part. And our text of scripture is found in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Now it came to pass, as they went, and talking about Jesus and his group, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful about many things and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. God has blessed us with the power and with the responsibility to choose. It is up to us to use wisdom in the choices that we make. The Lord said to Israel, I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that thou and thy seed may live. That's Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19. Joshua, when he was old, challenged the children of Israel to choose whom they would serve, whether it be false gods or whether it be the true God. But Joshua let the children of Israel know that as far as he and his family were concerned, they were going to serve the true and the living God. Jesus visited Bethany a number of times and stayed in the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. It was this Lazarus that Jesus raised from the dead. On one of his visits, Mary was sitting at his feet, learning the truth from him, and Martha was out in the kitchen fixing a meal for Jesus and possibly the disciples that were with him. And Martha came in the room where Jesus was and where Mary was sitting at his feet learning. And Martha said to Jesus, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her that she should come on out in the kitchen and help me with the preparations of the meal. And Jesus said unto her, Martha, Martha, you are troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Now Jesus was grateful for Martha's hospitality, and he had to have food to eat from time to time, but at the present moment there was something more important than that meal, and Mary had chosen that good part, and Jesus said it's not going to be taken from her. Now some choices are good or bad, have only minimal consequences. Others have major consequences. And sometimes we make some decisions that we don't consider so serious when they turn out to be far more serious than what we realized or thought. Always remember this. The one who makes the choices is responsible for the consequences. When I left North Carolina as a 19-year-old boy and went to Hagerstown to work in the Way of Truth, I had no idea what the consequences would be or how far-reaching my decision would be and how many people would be involved in my decisions. So whatever the consequences may be, whether they be good or bad, we are responsible for the decisions that we make. When an unsaved person chooses to come to the Lord, he will find a real welcome there. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. Not only Jesus invites you, the unsaved, to come and be saved, but the Spirit of God and the family of God, the church, invites you to come and receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. The Spirit and the Bride says, come, and let him that heareth come, say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. So we read in Revelation chapter 22 and 17, and choosing to serve the Lord Jesus Christ is about the most important, if not the most important decision that you will ever make. Why choose to serve the Lord? Because there are so many things to be gained by serving the Lord. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So we read in Matthew chapter 11, verses 29 and 30. We find in this verse of scripture where Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Satan would like to make people believe that the Christian way is hard, but I read in the scriptures where the Bible says it is the way of the transgressor that is hard. When you choose sin, you choose the hard way, and whenever you choose the Lord Jesus, you find the easy way. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The wrong way, the way of evil, and in the eternal, in the end, is eternal death. But if you choose the right way, if you choose the Lord's way, the end will be eternal life. When you choose to be a Christian, you find forgiveness of all your sins. You find the life is really a true life, and it's worth living. Many people in the world today trouble with this and trouble with that, and they say, well, what's life all about? Or is life worth living? Yes, beloved, whenever you are living for the Lord, life is indeed worth living. You find happiness, and you find true fellowship with God and with the children of God. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. So we read in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 3, not only do we have fellowship with God the Father and Christ the Son, but we have fellowship with the brothers and sisters in the Lord. You have the privilege of prayer. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Yes, Christians have difficult times. They have things to face that they must make decisions, and sometimes it's not easy to make the right decision. But even in that, you can take your request to the Lord, and the Lord can help you to know what is the right thing for you to do. And not only can you take your burdens to the Lord for your own personal needs, but you can bear one another's burdens. Being a Christian is a very rewarding life. You live every day choosing the good part, as Jesus told Martha that Mary had done. She has chosen the good part, and it shall not be taken from her. Choosing to worship with other saints of God every time you can proves to be a real blessing to your soul. It gives you the opportunity to learn to edify one another as you worship together. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. So we read in Psalm 133 and one. And Jesus has said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So whenever you gather in the name of the Lord with the purpose and intent of worshiping him in spirit and in truth, he has promised to be with you. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So there is liberty, there is freedom, there's happiness, there's peace, there's joy in living the Christian life, meeting with other saints of God, worshiping the Lord in the beauty of holiness. When you choose the good part, you will find that it is beneficial and helpful in every area of your life. Husbands and wives will love one another. Parents will love their children. Children will love their parents. And you build a happy home. How necessary and how important it is to have Christian families. And whenever you choose the Lord and choose to do his will, and you have the love of God in your heart, then you can love not only your husband, your wife, or your children, but you can love everybody. Jesus said we are to even love our enemies. And husbands and wives will love one another, I say, and parents will love their children, and will love the children, will love their parents, and can build a happy home together. Now, Mary of Bethany was not the only one who chose the good part. There was another Mary, Mary of Magdala, and she is known by the name Mary Magdalene. And the reason she's called Mary Magdalene was because her hometown was Magdala, and she chose the good part. We read in the scriptures about how Jesus was passing by through that Magdala, and Mary was there, and according to the scriptures, she was possessed with seven demons, but Jesus delivered her from them, and she became one of the most precious, dedicated disciples that Jesus had. He sent away the multitude. We read after he had fed the 4,000, he sent the multitude away, and took ship and came into the coast of Magdala, and that's verse 39 of the scripture that I have just referred to. It is assumed that it was at that time that Jesus cast those seven demons out of her. And, beloved, whenever the men forsook Jesus at the time of his mortal danger there at the cross, Jesus was there. She stayed with him. She was there at the crucifixion. She was one of the women who came to the tomb, and she was one of those that saw him first. And she is the one that carried the message to the disciples that Jesus was risen from the dead. So Mary Magdalene was also one who chose the good part. We read in the scriptures of many who chose the good part and laid down their lives for the sake of the gospel. Jesus taught us that all who would be his disciples must choose the good part. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake and the gospel's shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So we read in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24, 25, and 26. Now, beloved, many people are choosing the world. They're choosing the gold, as it were, and the silver. And they're going to leave this world and leave all of their riches behind. As Jesus said to the rich young farmer, when he said, I'm going to tear down these barns and build bigger barns and say unto my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up in store. Eat, drink, and be merry. The voice spoke to him and said, thou fool, this night shall thy soul be required of thee, and then whose shall all of these things be? So it is with us today. We may choose the world, we may choose things of the world, but we're going to die, we're going to leave it all behind. But if we choose the good part, if we choose the Lord, we will have a reward in heaven. We will have eternal life. Heavenly Father, bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We trust that it has proven to be a blessing. If so, why not write and let us know? It would be an encouragement to us if you would. And our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You may join us in our services as they are broadcast live over the internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our Sunday evening service begins at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We do thank you for being with us, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.